wandering second scared, hurting and unaware of your love for me. So even when I am distant, when I refuse to listen, living life inconsistent, you still redeem. So what can I say to you you haven't already heard? And what can I give to you that isn't already yours? And what if I yield to you all of my heavy heart? Would that make you mine? Would that make me yours? My Savior, Lord.
Yeah. And we are back with Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckenghaust and Monique Donnelly, since she's not one and only this segment.
Yeah.
Because we have another one and only.
She gets a big head when you talk to her about that way.
Yeah.
We have a pretty amazing guest today.
Yeah.
Welcome, Tony.
Well, thank you very much.
And he's my friend, believe it or
yes,
not.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, we keep track around here. We have to keep track of whose friend the person is, you know. So this is one for Kempton.
That's one. I got one friend. One friend, but it was an important one.
All it takes is one friend.
How did you guys meet?
You know, it's interesting. I don't even remember as far as that goes. Do you remember tea back?
Of course.
It's been years and
years
ago.
So you go by tea?
Ago.
Mike Reynolds.
Oh, that's right. That's right. We were doing a project working on with someone else, and they said, you know, we were looking for some music, I think, at the time. And Mike said, you need to also talk to Tony Haynes. And I thought, okay, so he just calls him right there on the phone when we were sitting in the office that day, now that I remember
Mike
that. You sparked the memory. But we are in studio with Tony Haynes, who anybody that's out there in the music world probably will recognize the name. If not, you can definitely Google him if you wanted to. His resume is pretty strong.
Ridiculous. It's ridiculous. You can use that word, ridiculous. It's amazing. Congratulations on all of your accomplishments, really.
I'm just old
it's
now.
It's just so impressive.
Tony, let's start back. Let's start with your, you know, the people, the listener that doesn't know you or may not know what your background is, or maybe, you know, not really specifically knowing everything about you. Let's talk a little bit about Tony Haynes. I know your dad, obviously, a pastor as well, and where Tony, you know, came out. I knew your mom and obviously who's a leftist in this world. But you as Tony Haynes, where is Tony Haynes? Who is Tony Haynes?
That's a good question.
Hmm.
Tony Haynes is a nice guy who likes to write, likes to create, and always take write in three ways, R-I-G-H-T, R-I-T-E, and W-R-I-T-E. I like to say right on, right on, right on.
Right on.
As the right, R-I-G-H-T, I attempt to do the right thing. As the right, R-I-T-E, I get up and work on my spiritual side. And as the right, W-R-I-T-E, I write poems, lyrics, songs.
Books.
And books.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And not just one book. That's amazing.
I've been to your website. I know you write books.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
I snooped.
Yeah.
I stalked you. And I actually want to ask you about your children's books. Being a mom of two, you actually did tell me about the Bible thing, the characters and the whole – tell me more about that.
Oh, you mean animated Bibles?
Yes.
Animated Bibles. You know, they're just the guidelines for for animation. So every animated show has what's called a Bible.
There you go. And okay, that's what I understand. See, I'm learning.
And a Bible just tells you what the characters can do, what they can't do,
the script,
what the episodes are, the scripts, the looks.
I've never heard that before. Thing.
Now, let me say this, Tony, if you walk into Tony's house, you will see 60 gold and platinum albums, but then you'll see all these characters. I mean, literally, people that have signed, major people. We're talking about animators of the world that have given you kudos as far as the people that Hanna-Barbera. I mean, people that go back and
Joe Barbera, Chuck Jones, Art Leonardi, who did Pink Panther.
You create the character and they draw it, or do they draw it first and you get inspired? How does that work?
Well, for Warner Brothers, I had a deal to where I had a creative deal. I produced Looney Tunes, Animaniacs, Pinky and the Brain, records, and audiobooks. I wrote 34 books based on the Warner Brothers, Looney Tunes characters. I worked with the studio in starting their record label division. So I was a creative person for
you could say that.
Warner Brothers Worldwide Publishing.
Awesome.
Yeah. And I've also worked with Barbie and I put Motown and Hanna-Barbera together. We did Flintstones Motown Christmas.
Nice.
Yeah, he was the only black guy with an eye patch and a Rolls Royce on the Warner Brothers lot.
Working. You know?
That is true.
Working.
That is, with my own tape. That is true. The goal was to out Hollywood Hollywood.
So if you happen to be a writer out there, and whether it's music or it's writing, Tony's written for everything, including poetry. I mean, it's books, obviously, and it's amazing body of work. Go to his website as well. I mean, go to Tony Haynes. You can get to TonyHaynes.com.
No, TonyHaynes.webs. The other Tony Haynes is very perverted. We don't want to go there.
Oh.
He has things that are not very spiritual on
there
his page.
Oh. TonyHaynes.webs.com.
Yes, because the other Tony Haynes is kind of a reprobate, if I can put it nicely. Oh.
Well, okay, so don't go to that website.
It's TonyHaynes, yes? TonyHaynes.webs.com. WEBS.com.
Or you can go to TonyHaynesPoetry.com.
That's easy.
The new blog put up by Paula Freeman Munoz, who does all the blogging. She has 800 poems from me. And
Can I just say, I got a poem from Tony Haynes this morning, and it was pretty darn cool.
So
it matched your aura and your energy.
Well, there you go.
So people don't understand what you should explain. What did he do?
So he's extremely gifted with words, and basically what you can do is give him the outline, or you know, spell your name, and for my name M, I actually have it. Do you want me to read it to you?
Monique, yeah, go ahead,
M.
Monique.
May the ship sail. Okay, he asks for the title of the poem.
What do you want to call it?
Yeah, what do you want to call the poem? I said, let's call it I'm a Vessel. So this is the Monique poem called I'm a Vessel, which he, and literally, just read out loud with no pause, with no, like, oh wait, no revisions. He just read it out. It was rhyming, it was musical,
it
was artsy. And in like 30 seconds, this is basically what he came up with. M, may the ship sail over many parts, not with man will I ever wrestle. I have the strength. I am the consort, quickly moving. I am the vessel, under the current, through the tide. Each day, me and spirit side by side. I mean, hello, that's my name. And it's this beautiful poem. Ridiculous. Yeah, congratulations
Frank Pastore cannot do that. Frank Pastore cannot do that.
The words are the ministry.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's... and I'm actually represented now by Eva Jackson and Touching the World Now. They represent my ministry. And what I do is I go out and I do poems, but I use words to deliver the word of God, in a sense, to motivate people to create the best them that they could be.
Okay, how do you do that with the word of God? Like, what's an example? Like,
Just give me a word.
Take the word worship. Since we're at Worship Factory,
yes,
and you are
Worship
Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. Okay, this is Kempton Bryan with Rod Treckenhouse, Monique Donnelly, and Tony Haynes.
Okay, let's
worship.
Can you take your guitar?
Yeah. Okay.
We're going to break down into something.
Okay.
Are we going to do like a song poem thing?
I'm going to do something even more different than you saw before.
Ooh. Okay. Do it.
Well, this is kind of interesting. We're in studio with Tony Haynes.
So
we're actually doing some improv.
Could you write worship down?
Worship. Accompanied by Rod Schreckengoss on guitar.
All right. So this is going to be a poem?
Yes. It's going to be a poem and a song.
And a song.
But the song is going to spell worship.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Am I singing?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm making up the melody.
I know, yes. Tony. He can. He's got great lyrics, but don't let him sing.
All right.
No.
Lord have mercy.
We will worship.
We will worship
on days like this.
On days like this.
Rejoicing.
Rejoicing.
Showing happiness.
Showing happiness.
Here we are.
Here we are.
In this day.
In this day.
Praying.
Worshiping God.
So I want to say. Feel the spirit. And let it touch you. Come on, let me hear it. through and through.
Through and through.
Oh, we will worship.
Oh, we will worship.
Receive the Lord.
Receive the Lord.
You will.
You will.
Have a heavenly reward.
Have a heavenly reward.
So just sing this for me. Sing, we will worship.
We will worship.
Keep it going. Double time.
We will worship. We
are the worship factory. On this day, we say to you, rejoice, so that each day will be new. Just ad lib now. Here we are in this moment in time, perpetuating love through this rhyme. So worship God in spirit and truth.
Worship God.
You have your proof.
Because
the flowers grow.
And
the sun will rise. And you could see Jesus. With your own eyes. And you could feel the spirit. You could touch his word. He's coming back soon.
We will worship, yeah, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
That's Tony Haynes in studio live,
right,
making it right out of the sky, right there for Worship Factor on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreck and Goss, Monique Donnelly, and Tony Haynes right here at Worship Factory.